Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here doing a daily moon horoscope reading for March 21st, 2019. So even though it's March 21st, 2019, you're probably listening to this on the 20th. So happy spring equinox again. Happy new Happy new astrological year to you. Happy Aries season. What's up to my Aries folks? And shout out to my Pisces energy folks who definitely did a good job escorting us into this new astrological year. Thank you. Shout out to the Pisces energy in general. And shout out to the Aries energy, of course. Now we're ready to start anew and get things popping. You know what I mean? Again, but what I was actually trying to say, though, is that you're probably listening to this on the 20th. I do have the flash sale happening. Yes. Flash sale on Etsy shop. On my Etsy shop. Okay. And so, yeah, check it out because it's cool and I think you will like the extra sale that I have. Okay, so all this month, you know, I've been having the sale at 20% off for the equinox, right? I call the sale actually Spring Equinox Eve. So everything's been 20% off, okay? But for the spring equinox, right? For the big kicker, it is actually happening only today on the 20th, not the 21st, which I'm going to read about, but on the 20th of March, the sale's 30% off. So if you're listening and it is March 20th, take advantage. If you're listening and it's actually you know, March 21st and later, sorry boo, but it's good because it's back to 20% off after the 21st, okay? And so you still get to have the sale up until the end of the month, okay? So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, all right? So anyways, let's go ahead and talk about the day. So for most of the day, it will be a chunk of the day, you know, especially for the folks on the eastern side of the world, Africa, Asia, and Europe. The moon's going to be mostly in the first decade of Libra, but I'm going to be talking about that during the full moon reading. And so most of the day, or a chunk of the day, at least for the Americas, the moon's going to be in the second decade of Libra. So I'm going to be focusing specifically on the second decade of Libra today. And if you really want to understand the energies of the first decade of Libra, check out my full moon reading that I've done, the full moon reading in Libra. You can kind of figure out how you to go about the day, but also how to go about the next 28 days, okay? But anyways, the moon is going to be in the second decan of Libra, which is co-ruled by Uranus, okay? And so I like kind of talking about Libra because I like the... It's kind of one of my favorite progressions because it kind of shows you how to deal with a relationship, right? The first decan of Libra, you're relating with someone. You're seeing their beauty. You're kind of connecting with them. Getting to know the face value of them, but really honestly admiring them a little bit more, kind of trying to meet their mind and understand them more. But when you go deeper into the relationship, right, it's Venus. It's not Venus anymore when you're only focusing on the relation part and the compatibility, but it starts to be Venus Uranus, which is the second decan, which I'm going to be talking about. And so in this relationship, you're really getting to understand the uniqueness of folks, their individuality, what makes them different, their quirks. And so the relationship starts to get deeper and stronger. And then the third decan, of course, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow, this is more the relationship when you learn the details of somebody. But you kind of see how it's the progression of the relationship. And Libra represents relationships. So you see how that kind of flows. It's real dope, right? So I like talking about Libra in general. But anyways, you know, with this moon being in the second decade of Libra for most of the day, you know, our emotions are focusing on connecting with folks, relating with folks, and understanding their individuality and uniqueness and accepting it. You know what I mean? Building a compromise off of your uniqueness and individuality as well as others too. Okay? You have a relationship with somebody. You have a one-on-one relationship with somebody in your life. No one is so completely lonely and lonesome where they don't have a one-on-one relationship with somebody. Okay? And so regardless, you are going to have a situation in which you're understanding the uniqueness and the quirks of somebody, even if it's not as deep as you want it to be. But the dope thing about Venus is that you, the Venus Uranus connection, is you're finding beauty within someone's uniqueness and individuality and their quirks. You're not making fun of them. You're finding a compromise, and you want to kind of create a balance off of that energy. So it's actually a really cute energy, really dope. It's funny though with Libra, because Libra doesn't like to get too weird and too off. Like, Libra doesn't like things that are not pleasant. So you know, that's more when you come, if you want to get real deep into a relationship, when you get into the depths of someone's emotions, that's more of the Scorpio energy. But still, this shows you that there is some depth within Libras, and that they're not just all frills and pretty princess type of vibe. They want to know the depth within you too. You know, they are the relationship sign, you know. Why not? Why wouldn't they? So just know that when I say relationship too, it's romantic relationship, platonic relationship, business relationship, even your adversaries, okay? And so, you know, you might be emotionally wanting to understand the uniqueness and individuality of others in who, which you have a relationship with, even if someone that you're not really cool with like that, you know? So it's really interesting. So let's talk about these aspects that are happening, and let's look around. I'm gonna be actually looking around to see if I see any aspects hitting. I don't see much. I can't talk about, because later in the day it's gonna show up, the moon square Saturn, right? But is the moon square Saturn gonna be tomorrow too? Yeah, it is. Actually, no, let me talk. No, I'm not going to talk about Moon Square Saturn. I'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I'll do, okay? And just know that the day of the 22nd, I'm going to be, it's going to be released on the 21st, okay? So you're still going to get a heads up. So I'll talk about that later. Let's keep going. I'll talk about... Shit, I don't see no aspects really, y'all. Okay, so still full moon energy. I don't want to really talk about that. The only the aspects that are really hitting, honestly, are, and they're going to be in the beginning of the day, the moon opposite Chiron. Let me see something, y'all. And real early in the day, the moon's gonna be in conjunct Uranus, but I don't even know if that's something worth mentioning like that. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna talk about the moon square Saturn. I'm gonna talk about moon opposite Chiron, and then you know what, might as well talk about moon in conjunct Uranus, even though it's going to happen really really early in the day. But you know, my folks on in Africa, Asia, and Europe will probably benefit from this. Okay, so with the moon, it's going to be squaring Saturn, okay? And so I've always said that there's always squares are tough, but there's always like tough squares and really tough squares. I feel like air and earth kind of understand each other. So that's not the worst square to have, honestly. It could be worse. I feel like Libra Cancer is more difficult. And I feel Capricorn Aries is more difficult. You know what I mean? But regardless, it's still a square. It's still some misunderstanding here. So emotionally, again, we're focusing on relationships and understanding the uniqueness and individuality of others. Even if we're thinking it on a global scale, a bigger scale, right? We want to know the intricacies and the quirks of others so we can better serve other people in as a whole, but also just serve the people that we are in relationships regardless, right? Whether it's one-on-one, whether it's the collective, whatever, we just are trying to understand people in a deeper meaning, and we're doing this by relating to others, right? So it's a, you know, beautiful, cool energy. You're just learning about each other, being compatible, being compromising, all that diplomatic, all that beautiful shit, right? Capricorn, beautiful in his own right, okay? Shit, but beautiful in his own right. But Capricorn is, you know, we're trying to find our authority within our status, within our reputation, within our career, and just over our recognition. We're trying to have authority of getting of our recognition and how we're recognized in general, right? And the, you know, especially with, you know, Capricorn being actually in the Venusian, Saturn being in the Venusian decan of Capricorn, they don't mind relating with people, but they don't want to relate with people unless there is a meaning, unless there's intent, unless it's in the goal of them having authority and control over their status and reputation and recognition. You know what I mean? Libra has more of a vibe of, yeah, I want to create a relationship with you just to get to know you, just to get to help understand myself and to really kind of like bond, and they feel like it's a learning lesson overall. You know, Saturn and Capricorn's like, hey, this, if it's not making dollars, it's not making sense. It needs to be within my goal. And so, like, while you're emotionally, you kind of want to relate with people and kind of enjoy relating with folks and learn the uniqueness of them and the collective in general, and you just how we're feeling in general, we're trying to still not focus that much on kind of the frills and just like having setting our head onto the goal of having authority over our reputation and status. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of going to be the issue there, but it's not going to be that bad, not only because this is kind of like the easier square, but also because it's Venusian energy. So building a relationship, relating with others is going to be really important still because it's in the Venusian decan of Capricorn and we're talking about a Venusian moon in general. You know what I mean? And so it's not going to be as bad. It really isn't. So that's cool. The moon is going to be actually opposite Chiron as well. I talk about this during the full moon reading, but I'll just reiterate it because it, you know, with the moon being the second decan of Libra, is a different aspect of what I talked about during the full moon reading. But basically what's happening here is that we are really, the full moon wants us to release any perceptions that of that we picked up of ourselves when it comes to the relationships that we're in. So, you know, sometimes people get lost in relationships, pick up the mannerism of others, pick up the pain of others, pick up the thoughts of others onto ourselves. You know what I mean? Some people just hold on to relationships and starts to be a part of them, even if the person treated them right, even though y'all broke up a very long time. And so at this time, it's really important for us to release that so we can really understand ourselves, because when we continuously understand and renew ourselves, we start to attract greater people, stronger people, people that are more connected to our purpose, people that are more connected to what we need to do in life. You know what I mean? The higher caliber person. And so, you know, we're learning to release that energy, but there's still some emotional connectivity to those relationships. Now, with Chiron being in Aries, Chiron represents childhood trauma. So even though this is a transit, All of us receive some type of childhood trauma connected to our motivation and drive, connected to how we were ridiculed about our personality, appearance, and personality, and all of that. And so, you know, the motivation and drive is really interesting because, you know, you could have been driven and motivated to do something but been shot down so much that you don't have the umph to go after things that you would love to go after in your mind, but you can't take the action towards it. But when it comes to the more self, right, I think that's really prominent with this energy because, again, the moon is in the Uranus decan of Venus. And so, you know, you may have connected with people off of your uniqueness and individuality and build a relationship with them. And now feel like, hey, now I can't be with anyone else because they don't get me like this person gets me. Or you could have had uniqueness and individuality. You could have been freely expressing it. And then people that you had in relationships with downed it, ridiculed it, made fun of it. And it's kind of making you relive or rethink, or maybe you're even thinking of past situations like that and then thinking even more and seeing the connection that it had to you being ridiculed as a child, when it comes to your personality, appearance, and your persona, and how as a kid you was just freely being yourself, expressing your individuality, but then you got ridiculed for it, you know what I mean? And so it made you hold back. But then you started doing it again, and you, as an adult, and got ridiculed again by someone that you had a relationship with. And so, but this energy is really, really interesting because, like, emotionally, we could be wanting to build a relationship with someone to so they can understand our uniqueness and individuality, and so they can be diplomatic with it and compromising with it and understanding it and accepting of it. But the thing is, though, honestly, in order to kind of get that, you need to be accepting of yourself. You need to let go of those childhood traumas that you experienced. You need to honestly realize your own worth before anyone finds you worthy, you know? And that's just what it is. Even if someone finds you worthy and you don't, they get tired of having to continue to tell you that you're worthy, you know? They feel like they'll feel a loss. So it's really, you don't want to do that to someone that you love. You don't want to do it to yourself. So it's just a continuation of what I was saying in the full moon reading, but it's a little bit different because what's happening here is now we're focusing on how Chiron and the childhood traumas are connected to the individuality and uniqueness that's within us and how we connected with people through that, although we may have been ridiculed of that very thing. You know what I mean? It's really interesting. Lastly, the moon in the very, very beginning of the day is going to be in conjunct Uranus. And so these energies are both Venusian, which is it's just really interesting, but they express different sides of the Venus. Uranus, with it being in Taurus, is expecting an introverted side of Venus, which is self-worth and material worth and possessions, while the moon in Libra is expressing the extroverted side of Venus, which is, you know, relationships. It's funny because it's Uranus that we're talking about, and we're in the Uranus decan of Libra, you know? So it's really interesting how the energies are still similar. But at this moment, the collective is focusing on their individuality, uniqueness, and the worthiness of it. So again, the self-worth theme is just really, really important here. Being, you know, being worthy, understanding that you are worthy even though you're different. But the moon is all about, I want to relate with someone and I want them just to accept my uniqueness. But it goes with what I was saying before. No one can accept you in a relationship unless you accept yourself. You can't, honestly, how it flows, and I've been telling people this in different readings, especially the mini fifth house reading that I did, that you can't even attract the right person in your life until you really start believing in yourself. Self-worthiness really attracts not only possessions and money into your life, but the right people in your life too. And so you have to, you know, you have to start not only finding yourself worthy to the, like, the typical, regular, acceptable, conventional parts of you, but the unconventional parts of you, the quirks of you, the, you know, your weirdness, you know. You have to, you know, have to show that some love too. You have to, you know, understand that there's worthiness within that too. And once you fully, fully love and accept yourself, I'm telling you, just getting towards that, you're going to start attracting people left and motherfucking right, man. It really works, I'm telling you. And so you will get what your moon energy is craving. You will get that, you know, people being in a relationship and people just being compromised and accepting you for being different, you know. That's my take on it. But that's what I got for you guys, okay? I hope this was helpful. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, care if you're listening on YouTube. If you're not, if you're listening on my podcast, hey, baby, how are you today? You can support in any other way if you would like. You can support my podcast if you're listening on Anchor or on Radio Public. So if you'd like to just shoot a couple of dollars, you can. But if you don't listen on that, I know a lot of my listeners are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. You can go on Patreon and support me there. The lowest tier is $2 and you get a lot from it. We build a community. It's dope. It's lit. It's fire. You know, I have so much fun with my patrons. So I would love to meet some new people on there, okay? But, again, I have my sale happening. It's etsy.com/shop/astrodim, okay? So definitely take advantage of the sale that's happening. And, yeah, I hope you have a lovely Thursday, okay? All right, much love. Peace.